I'm here tonight to tell you the three scariest words that you can ever tell your children. Mystery, family, vacation. When I was 18, just a couple weeks before heading off to college, my father and his girlfriend decided that it would be a great final bonding experience to spend a week in the car traveling up the Eastern Seaboard. The trick was that I wasn't allowed to know where we were going. So throughout our trip, I would get an envelope of Scrabble letters to unscramble. I would get a picture of a lighthouse, which in New England doesn't mean a damn thing. And it was really just a time for us to enjoy, you know, each other. I was ready for college. I wanted to get out of the house. I wanted to be on my own, do what I wanted, be who I wanted. And I knew it was really, for me, the first time to be who I was. I've always known that I was gay. But when your uncle is on the board of the National Baptist Association, and when your family sings Happy Birthday Jesus at Christmas with a birthday cake and candles, you don't really wave a rainbow flag at dinner. So I had kept it secret, didn't want anybody to know, and knew that this vacation was the only thing between me and freedom. So we packed up the car and we left. We stopped in New York City, Mystic, Connecticut, couple cities in Rhode Island, and I dozed off on the way to our final destination. Waking up in the early afternoon, I saw a great sign as we headed into town. It said Provincetown, Massachusetts. Now, clearly some people are familiar with Provincetown. If you're not, the great thing about Provincetown, there's a lot to do. The interesting thing is that it is probably the gayest place on the East Coast. I mean, it is San Francisco on the east by the water, and that's where we were going. I thought that it was all a big joke and it was a kind of a gag, because as we pulled into town, we saw women holding women's hands, men holding men's hands, men as old as my grandfather and assless chaps holding hands. It was not your typical Bethany Beach vacation that I was used to. But I was determined to make a good week of it, or a good weekend. You know, we did the typical things that you do in a beautiful New England town. We went and had fresh seafood. We went to Nantucket. I won't tell that full story. You know, we traveled around, and we went to a drag show, which is totally typical for a family vacation. So we went one night after dinner to go see Varla Jean Merman, who now I've seen a couple times, and she's fantastic. But that at that time, it was my first drag show with my father and his girlfriend. And as we sit there watching this fantastic show, I see Varla Jean Merman coming and doing some audience interaction, and I realize she's coming towards us. And she's coming towards us, and before I know it, Varla Jean Merman, this 6'3" huge drag queen, is straddling my father and squirting easy cheese into his mouth. I know he turned 50 different shades of colors. I was mortified and embarrassed and thought it was the coolest thing ever. because really, who else can say that they've been with their father seeing a drag queen show and having easy cheese? I mean, it's awesome. But probably the most fantastic part of vacation was a day trip that we took to the local beach. So we pack up a picnic, we pack up all of our bathing suit stuff, and we head up these dunes. And the dunes in Provincetown are beautiful and they're fantastic and they go 10 feet up. And as we're climbing the dune, my father's girlfriend says, "Wow, look at that man on the hill sunbathing. He has an awesome bathing suit." And, you know, we're kind of like, okay, whatever, bathing suit, whatever. And as we get closer, we realize that it's actually the absence of a bathing suit that she noticed, and that we have now descended upon the largest, all-male, all-nude gay beach in Provincetown. And so we spent the afternoon picking up seashells on the seashore, watching the lesbians frolic with their dogs, and trying not to make eye contact, with all the men running around this beach. It was definitely something to put in the books. So a couple months later, I came out to my father, and the first question out of his mouth was it because of Provincetown? And I didn't quite know what to say. Of course, I said, no, Dad, it wasn't because of Provincetown. But I'm here tonight to say that it was not because of Provincetown, but thank you for the awesome vacation travel tips. Thanks so much.